Hare Krishna. Well, when I started talking about on the Hungarian podcast, I was started off by telling a story before I was going to talk about my main theme, but I never really got around to the main theme, which was answering some questions that the devotees were asking. So since I usually follow the Hungarian with the English, I'll just stick to the same one. And I just wanted to, that story was a really nice experience we had about 2-3 weeks ago, not later than that. And it was one afternoon, I went into the temple room on my way to take prasadam with the devotees. And there was a lunchtime, obviously. And when I got in the temple room was empty. There were Balabikant was there, who's the guest guide, and two old ladies. They were older than me. They were probably 70 or in their 70s. And one of them was just getting up from the ground with great difficulty. It was obvious that she had offered her obeisances. And she was still on her hands and knees, and Balabikanta and her friend were trying to help her get to her feet. So I went over, and by the time I got over there, she stood up, and I asked whether everything was all right. And I thought, well, maybe these are some devotees, some who'd come from somewhere in the yatra to visit near Brajadam. And I asked, is everything all right? And the lady who was struggling to get up, she says, yes, we're all right. And so I made some comment about paying obeisances, that it's not an easy thing at that age without inferring so much about the age. And she said, well, no, I wanted to do the proper thing. I wanted to do the right thing. And so I said, well, have you been here before? And she said, no, I've not been here before. I said, have you ever been to one of our temples? She said, no. I said, well, what brought you here? And she says, well, I've heard so much about Krishna Valley that we decided that we had to come and visit. And so I was very impressed, and I asked her where she came from, and she told me, although I can't remember where it was that she came from. And then she said, yeah, it's not offering bowing down, but it's just that I'm very tired. And I said, well, how come you're so tired? Did you walk from the reception? And she says, well, we walked longer than that. She says, we took the train to Somojvar, which is the preceding village to our village, and then it's about 10 kilometers away. And then we walked in from there. I was really aghast. That's a long walk. The only time I've ever done that walk is when we did Padayatra and walking back to New Vajradam. And then they walked from there, plus another 2 kilometers from reception up to the temple. So they just walked about 12 kilometers. And I was very impressed. That's really very, very impressive. And then she continued saying, yeah, we've heard so much about it. We just had to come. Anyway, it was, for me, it was a very impressive. I was very impressed by their enthusiasm, by their faith, and it reminded me of how there are so many people out there, and this is just one story of many stories, such stories of the 25,000 guests that come every year, that either they come because they've already been here or they come for the first time. How Kunti Devi is also saying, Shindvanti Garanti Garanti Abhikshasa Smaranti Nandantita Vedehitajanaha. How just by hearing about you or seeing about you, people become purified. So somehow or another, this lady must have heard from some friend or some relative, and heard in very favorable way, such a favorable way that it made such an impression on her that they were willing to go to all of this trouble to come to New Brajadam, and then after all of that, to do the right thing and bow down to Radha Shyama Sundar. That day there were two. Srila Prabhupada had two garlands, and so it was not long after Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. So Srila Prabhupada had two garlands, and so I took one of them on and I gave it to the lady, and then I went and got two plates of Mahaprasadam and offered those to them. They said yes, we're definitely planning on having lunch in the restaurant. I said, well, here, this is just a little taster from you from the special food that was offered on the altar. So very appreciative, and it's wonderful to have a type of faith like that. It reminded me, as I was talking about this, about the woman who we hear about in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya would stand by the Garuda Stamba. There are two Garuda Stambas, one outside the Singhadwara and the other one inside the main temple room, just past the door. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stand beside there, and he would take his darshan of Lord Jagannath from there. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very tall, so he could easily see over the heads of everyone else. This other lady who'd come in, the temple room was packed, and she could neither move forward nor could she really see very well. So she was trying to see, and so she tried to climb up on the Garuda Stamba, and in climbing up on the Garuda Stamba, because Lord Chaitanya was standing there, she also stepped on the Lord. And when Swarup Damodar Goswami or other attendants who were other associates of Lord Chaitanya who were there saw that, they were really upset, and they immediately told her to get down. But Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. He said, no, I wish that I had the same type of enthusiasm that this old lady did to see and to serve Lord Krishna. And it's amazing how these two old ladies who came showed, despite not having chanted Hare Krishna before, despite not having known or having any interaction with devotees, ever been to a temple, somehow or another they had such an extraordinary faith, and that they were willing to make such a long journey, take so much difficulty, and at the end of all that, then offer obeisances. No doubt Radha Shyama Sundar were recognizing their great effort, and they'll certainly get the benefit of that. They'll certainly get recognition for that. Because Krishna recognizes the devotion, bhaktyama mabhijanati. Sometimes we tend to recognize or identify advanced devotees by the different titles that they have: Guru, Sannyasi, GBC, etc., Prabhupada disciple, which is right that we should give recognition to devotees who have taken responsibility and who render such service. But we shouldn't do that at the expense of overlooking that within our own midst, whether it be in the pujari department, devotees doing accounting, or sankirtan devotees who are doing everyday services, who don't have any particular title other than their own service, who don't have disciples, who humbly go about responsibly doing their service, that they may be equally advanced, even more advanced than those other Vaishnavas to whom we actually offer respect because of the positions that they hold. And ultimately, it's our responsibility to know how to recognize Vaishnava and offer respect to Vaishnavas by the symptoms that they have, not by the titles, or just by the titles that they hold. Anyway, tomorrow we'll continue with what was meant to be on the schedule today, and